Let's get you the big developing political story of the day. The Congress is getting weak, and that is why we have gathered, said Congress leader Kapil Sibal as he shared the stage at a public event in Jammu with members of the G23, that is, senior party leaders who have questioned the Gandhi's leadership style. Meanwhile, from the other side of the divide, the Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi responded to the gathering by pointing out that with key elections round the corner, the dissenting leaders could have served the party better by working in poll-bound states, though he did offer an olive branch by saying that the party was nevertheless proud of them.
In an apparent show of strength and a reminder to the Congress leadership, six leaders who are part of what is informally called the G23, the dissidents in the Congress, and who had last year sent a letter to Congress President Sonia Gandhi seeking changes in the party, today shared the stage with Ghulam Nabi Azad in Jammu at an event organized by an NGO. Airing concerns about the functioning of the party were former union ministers Anand Sharma, Kapil Sibal, Lok Sabha MP Manish Tiwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tankha, former Haryana Chief Minister Bhupender Singh Hooda and Raj Babbar.
हमें कमजोर होती दिख रही और इसलिए हम यहां इकट्ठा हुए हैं और पहले भी इकट्ठा हुए थे हम इकट्ठा होकर इसको हमें मजबूत करना पिछले एक दशक में कांग्रेस कमजोर हुई है पर हमारी आवाज कांग्रेस की सेहत के लिए है कांग्रेस को मजबूत करने के लिए है एक बार दोबारा हर सूबे के अंदर कांग्रेस मजबूत हो नई पीढ़ी के लोग जुड़े हमने अच्छा वक्त देखा है कांग्रेस का हम नहीं चाहते कि जैसे जैसे हम लोगों की उम्र बढ़ती है हम कांग्रेस को कमजोर देखें कांग्रेस के लोग मजबूती के साथ तैयार हैं ये G23 कांग्रेस की मजबूती चाहती है
Though the Congress party said the meeting in Jammu was an unofficial one and distanced itself from it, senior leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi, speaking from the party headquarters in Delhi, on behalf of the party, said,
"Our senior, highly respected and well-regarded members of our party, and we are proud to have them in our party, the best contribution to the Congress cause would be to get active, not in any manner amongst ourselves, but to get active in the various abhiyans ongoing every day in the five states where the Congress is fighting elections."
The gathering at Jammu shows the rebellion in the grand old party is far from over. While leaders in Rahul Gandhi camp say the G23 has been reduced to G7 now and even these differences will be sorted out in the coming days. This is Arvind Gunasekar for NDTV from New Delhi.
So this gathering at Jammu shows that the rebellion inside the grand old party is far from over. Sanjay Jha joins us. We have a huge panel. We have Sanjay Jha, Congressy by DNA, as he puts it. We have Aarti Jarad, senior journalist, Deshratan Nigam, political analyst with pro-RSS leanings, and Tehsin Poonawalla, a political analyst with pro-Congress leanings. But Sanjay Jha, to you first, you've tweeted that the G20 is a passionate, resolute, committed, experienced Congress team that cares deeply for the future of the Congress party. But Mr. Jha, we're a month away from the elections. They're around the corner. Surely you need to rally around the party for the greater good of the party right now?
Well, I think, frankly, this is a step towards that goal. Sarah, the fact of the matter is that this is not new. I mean, the G23 has got very dedicated, distinguished leaders. Everyone on the stage today that you saw in Jammu, whether it was Mr. Raj Babbar, Kapil Sibal, Anand Sharma, Ghulam Nabi Azad, Manish Tiwari. I mean, everyone brings their political, shall we say, weight to the table. Many of them have fought elections, they have been ministers, they have performed admirably well. And I think when they are telling the Congress party repeatedly that we have a serious internal crisis, and the symptomatic, manifestations of the decline of the Congress, Sarah, has been the very disturbing results we got recently. I mean, I agree that Punjab, we did well. Fair enough. We got a government there. But in Gujarat, we are getting wiped out. You know, that famous 2017 victory has completely dissipated. We have demolished ourselves in Gujarat. And look at the results again that we found in the demolition of our government in Puducherry. I mean, these are signs of an extremely debilitating Congress. And I think all these leaders have expressed what I think we have said all the time in the past. There is no rebel here. Nobody is leaving the Congress party. Everybody is wedded to the ideology of the party. And as Mr. Sharma said, you know, these are veterans who have seen the party in its peak. And, you know, in the November or the December of their political careers, they don't want to see the Congress being reduced into a super regional party, as the BJP has begun to call us, with perhaps ample justification.
But Mr. Jha, you know, one way of looking at it is that one decision has been taken, right? That you're going to elect a new chief after the elections in June. Now, given that, to go ahead with these statements today, to meet, make these public statements, poor form or necessary politics, as in, you know, an underhand tactic to keep the pressure on?
You know, Sarah, frankly speaking, if you notice the developments in the Congress, the organization has actually tried to revamp itself. I think the pressure exerted by the G23 is certainly making a lot of these, what I call is a lot of political leaders in the Congress with a lot of hubris or the delusion that they're just going to beat Mr. Modi on anti-incumbency is definitely shaking them up. And, you know, ultimately, look at the reality. As a political party, if you want to protect your ideology, Mr. Gandhi keeps complaining about the RSS and the BJP. Well, you want to defeat them, you got to be in power to propagate your ideology. You can't do it by just being in the opposition. And the AAP winning in Surat, in my opinion, is a very disturbing result for the Congress.
Sure.
Because the AAP actually demolished the Congress in Delhi, where we were the premier party, right? We were the dominating party. And the AAP can displace the Congress if the Congress begins to, you know, be prevaricate on the bigger challenge that the BJP is posing to India.
Aarti Jarad, these will be the first major elections since the party slumped to defeat in Bihar, right? Where it won just 19 out of 70 seats. It's contested, potentially cost itself and its ally a chance at forming the government. In that context, with so much at stake, what do you make of today's statement by the by this group?
Well, you know, I think what happened today in Jammu is, you know, definitely not good for the Congress on the eve of a major election. Because although all eyes are focused on West Bengal and the fight between the BJP and Mamata Banerjee, the fact is that the other four states, Assam, Kerala, Puducherry, and Tamil Nadu, these are very crucial states which are going to decide the future of the Congress party.
Yeah.
In Tamil Nadu already, you know, the DMK has reduced the Congress to, so the reports go, they're going to get only 20 seats to fight. Because I think the DMK realizes what happened with the Congress in Bihar, where they were given 70 seats and they didn't pull their weight in the alliance and won only 19 of those. They don't want the same mistake to happen in Tamil Nadu. And in Kerala, Puducherry and Assam, where the Congress should be doing well because it is a force, I don't know, it's looking really weak and, sort of this. So what happened today in Jammu is only, you know, sent out a signal of what a divided house the Congress is. And, and I think it is raising questions on the Congress's ability to fight elections. Now, when Abhishek Singhvi says that, you know, these people could have served the Congress better by going out to these states and campaigning, the fact is that nobody's used them. Nobody in the party has sought to use the services of these senior leaders. Ghulam Nabi Azad, everybody knows, has a very good equation with the DMK. But no, they sent Randeep Singh Surjewala because he is a Rahul Gandhi loyalist. They did not choose to use Ghulam Nabi Azad's services. So, you know, I mean, what were these senior leaders going to do? And I think that, you know, to some extent, these people are now marking out, a sort of territory for themselves independent of the Congress. I think a lot hinges on what happens in these elections. If the Congress does badly, I think these leaders are going to step up, the whole sort of fight against what is happening in the Congress. Of course, if the Congress does well, then I think these dissenters will have to go back home, because then Rahul Gandhi will have, you know, proved his mettle. So we'll have to wait and watch. But, you know, I mean, I think that this was some sort of a declaration of independence from the Congress, although they are saying they're still with the Congress. But it's a declaration of independence from the Gandhi-led Congress. Hmm.
And as you point out, they haven't been pulled in to campaigning. And on the other hand, you have the BJP, where every leader seems to be going to Bengal. You had Aditya Nath in the south, you know, a UP chief minister campaigning in Kerala. Just imagine. But Mr. Deshratha Nigam, a show of, you know, critics of the Congress, publications that are pro the government, pro the BJP, pro the RSS, calling this a show of strength against the Congress party's leadership. But the reality is, many in the Congress say that, you know, G23, this group of dissidents, it's actually G7 now, really.
Sarah, let us be very clear that these people have a lot of experience and they are very good strategists and organizers. But one flaw is there, they don't have mass base. Whatever mass base the Congress has is the dynasty, the Nehru-Sonia dynasty that have. And that's the biggest flaw, whether one likes it or one doesn't like it. These people are very respected. They have worked very hard. But at the end of their political careers, they are not being given recognition. And what was very strange, when Kapil Sibal said the party is weakening, I heard a lot of clapping going on in that particular thing, congregation. That was quite strange. And if you are with the Congress, you don't hear such kind of clapping when you say the Congress is becoming weak. Now, another thing, the only thing permanent in Congress is the three Gandhi leaders, nobody else. Rest of them are expendables. So that one has to realize, if you speak, be critical about anything, whether it is a policy or the leadership of the Congress, you are bound to be shown the door. That is what exactly happened to G23. Not exactly shown the door, but you know what importance they have it right now. So that particular setup today cannot, you know, accept any kind of criticism. And from criticism and critical analysis come solutions. And therefore, solutions are not coming out. Somebody, you know, all kind of strange statements are made by Rahul Ji. And they, fire back on the Congress. There has to be somebody, people like Kapil Sibal, people like Shashi Tharoor, they have to be there to, you know, guide them, to nudge them, but they are absent out there. So what you need, and exactly what is happening today in India, is that BJP has become a national party, and the constructive opposition is coming from the regional parties, not from the Congress.
Correct.
So that is the same
situation. And with
the
exit, and I think we can all agree on one fact on this debate, that not having a sound opposition is really worrying for India, for our nation. Thank you all for joining us tonight. This is not the last we've heard on this topic, for sure.